Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. It's Sunday afternoon, and God bless all of you people. Brother Freedom's here, and several of us have gathered, and Brother Freedom's had some more adventures, and he's got some more things to share with you from the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, and thank you, Lord, for your wonderful ministry, your special and precious ministry to our listeners out there. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for helping those that don't know you to come to know you, those that need more of you to get more of you, those that need healing, that they will receive it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you the praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you for this Mary's most special day. And Lord, help me to only go where you lead me. And Father, I repent of that. I just make sure that I ask you before I go anywhere. I'm not just presume nothing. And Father, I just thank you that you went with me. I pray that you got a message for us here today to help us, to strengthen us, to enlarge our steps in thee this day in a wonderful, powerful way. And Lord, we thank you for our Savior. We thank you for Jesus, our soon coming King that's coming back to this earth very shortly. And let us remember that the most precious thing that we have in this world is getting ready for that day. Because if we can care this whole world and lose out with you, we've lost it all. So help us all to examine our hearts in a very special way, a very thoughtful way, believing that thou art the way, the truth, and life. And let us have that real experience you this day, that it might be a lasting experience that last us to the time that you take us home to glory. And Father, I just pray that your anointing will fall us today in a very powerful way. And I thank you in Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, and amen, and amen. I truly believe that we're living the most fabulous, glorious day that you understand. But the Bible says he orders our steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let's keep that in our heart today, believing that God wants to keep us and preserve us for that day that he's coming back through the clouds of glory, that we might be able to receive that very special. It's going to be a day of all days. It's a day of, we can't even describe it, but when we leave this world and come into his presence forever, no more pain, no more suffering, and no more doing the air. And that's what the message is going to be today, is about God's consuming power. If it wasn't here, that everything in this world would die. Nothing would live. I think even the fish have to have oxygen. You have a fire out here, and you see a fire that's sort of smoking, it means there's not much air to it. But if it's really fueled up, really brilliant, it's getting enough oxygen mixed with the heat, it burns clean. I mean, the fire has to have oxygen to burn. An engine, the best way to shut it down is shut the air off. It'll stop right there. It shuts off right now. Sometimes our fuel system, there's a little delay. Even electrical can be a little delay for a manual, whatever kill switch it has. But oxygen, once you cut that off, it just dead. And the Lord's been showing me that this world is so out of tune of hearing from God. It says, the earth is the Lord, the fullness of all that dwell therein shall be in his presence. God tries to talk to his people. He used to talk to his people through, the earth would just fall open. People get swallowed up, Israelites. He has missed many ways. But right now, I've been watching the weather, and there's not one soul that's saying, hey, Lord, speak into our hearts. Prepare ye for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is coming. He says to be ready when that day comes. We're to examine our heart, because it doesn't matter if we own the whole world and we lose our soul, we've lost it all. We can know Jesus as our personal Savior and be richer than anyone in this world, because if you've got the wonderful love of God, you've got inheritance that fades not away. It's reserved for you. It's reserved in the bank of heaven. And God will put it in your name. My child, it's for you. Just the enemy can't take it from you. He can't give it to you. I'm the one that gives you all things. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come to give us life and give us more abundant life. We need abundant life. It comes through proper breathing of air. Makes you more powerful. A weightlifter even knows you got to have deep breaths that come into your body. As you exercise, you've got to have that oxygen that comes in there. Restores. Reworks. Do a mighty thing. But the world is so asleep. I was reading it just before I came. It talks in Ephesians that that day would come. People would be, their minds would actually be blinded. You know, the enemy comes to kill, to destroy, and steal. But God has come that we might have more abundant life. He's come that we might have abundant peace. He's come that we might receive blessings. For His blessings is, there is liberty, there's power, there's a eternal heaven, as hell to shun, and a heaven to gain. And we must keep our eyes upon the Lord constantly. This morning I've seen people that I know, without a shadow of doubt, that a lot of them need to pray through. A lot of them seek God. I couldn't tell them that. The truth is truth. But a lot of people are not ready for that wonderful day. They haven't prepared for the day that's coming on all people. It says, unless that day come upon you unaware. That means that that day would take you as a snare. It would take you from the presence of God. God has given us eternal hope through the Lord Jesus Christ. As long as we can keep that hope in our heart, we have an acceptance in the Lord. Once we lose that hope in God, we've lost it. God is spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Where His spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. I'm going to read this here because nobody believes it anymore, but I truly believe in it. This is in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, my favorite scripture. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. I heard this morning a very, I don't know what to call it, a very reckless service, I thought, about the Holy Spirit. And you could tell he had never been around the move of the Spirit at all. And he's a great, great, being accepted worldwide. He's a great, but that's not the way it is. The Holy Spirit's not a wimp. He's not someone that you can just kick around. He's God Himself. God has given Him a part of the Godhead. And He's part of our betterness that keeps us to that day when He comes. We're to finish the work that Jesus started in us. Now, God started the work with us when I accepted Jesus as a Savior, and the Holy Ghost is there that He might finish that work pleasing unto the Lord. Without the Holy Ghost, it cannot be pleasing. Our merchandise gets spoiled. We get our ideas, we get waved off center from God. Our hearing, no, hear no longer the things of the Lord. We're hearing from self. We're hearing from the things that bring us down. We need to have a new entrance with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the one here in this hour will help us to keep us ready till we come to Jesus comes through the clouds of glory. And no one knows the exact hour only but the Father only. The glory of God has to be revealed by the Spirit of God. And God's here to help us, strengthen us, that we might be a profitable people. And I'm ashamed that a lot of God's people are not profitable. They're very below standard. Most of them have never prayed in the Spirit. They don't know what it's about. But I'll tell you, it's very wonderful. They've never had that guidance that God the Father gave me as a caterpillar mechanic. Let me know what was wrong with something. And what a privilege. But He wishes this for everybody. Only thing, I took interest in what He had. And He says, go for it. And He was with me. He said, I'll teach you me of what you know. See, God is not a hard taskmaster as we try to compute it in our little self-computer. Our self-computer puts everything that God is right up here on something and we can't obtain it, so we're not even going to try. Well, God, you can obtain everything if you will through the Spirit. You can't obtain nothing, but through the Spirit, you rely on the Spirit of God, and He leads you. He teaches you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod, and it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will keep us through these hours of trouble. He'll keep us through the hours of temptation. He will be beside us. He will walk with us. I went to church service this morning, and I shouldn't have went. I just thought I could go. I didn't think anything too much about it. I thought, well, I'll just go there, and I'll get out real early, and all these things. I was only about 10 minutes, and I started not breathing. The Lord really put my heart very fast. He said, you're going to get out of here pretty fast unless you want them to carry you out of here. I said, I don't want that, so I don't want them praying for me either. I'd be careful. We need to be careful who prays for us. Amen. Prayer is something not to be real wishy-washy. Now, it's popular in the church that all the drunkards, and if they're still drunkards, whatever it is, everybody comes up and prays for everybody. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It doesn't say every babe you want to be good to them, but they're not in the right condition to pray for people because it brings much damage to your way with God. God wants to do things properly. God wants to set up a certain rules that work. You don't have to guess about it. If you'll pray in the Spirit and pray with people that believe, great things are going to happen. But you don't pray in the Spirit and you pray no agreement with people, there's nothing but self. And self introduces problems. Self later will introduce sin. It'll bring you down to a depth. It'll lose that, your personal relationship. Once you lose this little personal life relationship that God gives you, you've lost it all. We need an up-to-date relationship every day. That God, that's the greatest thing that I have, is my relationship with Him. You wouldn't believe it, but a few minutes ago, I could not get my breath. God's here to heal you. God's here to bless you. God's here to uplift you. God's here to encourage you. He is the great I am. He will keep you. He never loses one person. He's here to help you. Till we all come in the unity of faith. That's what God's looking for. But we've got it in our little games. We have a tendency to get little programs. God's not a program. He's the Spirit. Your program don't cover what God wishes for. Now, if you was playing church, like my wife used to play church with her brother and sister, that's a little different. You're just playing church. And that's what you're doing out there today. You're playing church. Because God's real. There's no guessing about it. He's exactly in time. He knew that everybody's going to be in this room at this hour right now. It's all prescribed by Him. He's not the author of confusion. He's the author of liberty. He's the author of power. He's after those to offer them a blessed hope and a blessed assurance that He will never fail them. He will keep them. He'll go with them if they walk honestly before Him as true believers. We start walking in ourselves, we lose everything that we got. You know, that's why chit-chat is so bad, because it has a tendency to soften what we have in our spirit. But I wouldn't talk to people after a church service over for a while. I want that spirit to rest upon me. We just got to hang on to that. It's like something that you've been looking for. If you was out here looking for a stone, a high polished stone, and you found it, you wouldn't just let it lay there. You'd pick it up and you'd move it. You'd clean it. You'd take care of it. And that's what we need to do with God. When we find this lively hope, this blessed assurance that God will be our Savior, He will be our blessing. He will help us when we're disturbed in ourselves. He is greater than what we can imagine. He's real. And we know the first thing we need to do is have an up-to-date experience every time, with every day of our moments. Because this might be the last moment you have. God is coming soon. And this playing church sticks. Don't make any difference who's the biggest in the church. Who's God wants in the church is what He wants. The Spirit moves as the Spirit moves. But all churches I've been at, pretty, I'd say 100%, move as the people want it to move. Now they say, maybe God will. I hope God blesses them. But I don't really believe it's God's what He really wants. This I say and testify to the Lord, that henceforth you walk not as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds. In the vanity of their minds. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance. The ignorance, that's not knowing. That is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. The only way that I truly believe that we can get our mind kept renewing our mind, it takes a daily exercise. It's like me working out the gym. I have to work out every day to be where I'm here today. And I believe that we're going to have to do the same way with God to keep ourselves in such a comma sheet of the glory of God. If you're going to miss it, the enemy wants us all to miss it. But I'm here to say you don't want to listen to that. He will deceive you. He will take from you. Having their understanding darkened. Being alienated. And this is the New Testament church. This is what God has planned. And I'll venture to say that many of the people that I've seen, that I've head and shoulders with the last 10 years, when you talk to them, there's nothing about the move of the Spirit. And if it was a normal occasion, it would be coming out of your heart. It's not there. Their hearts are pretty blinded. They are blinded. They think more about feast days and holidays and how they're going to enjoy their life. But God's people, we need to realize that God is the president. He is the one that prescribes all things. And we don't need to argue because He is the top line. But He makes it easy if we'll believe. And truly, we don't just believe, we got to maintain in Him. Work out your salvation with fear and heavy tremblingness. Oh, come on, the devil trembles because he knows his day is short. He wants to take us with him. He'll never let go until God takes you out of it. It's going to be a personal endeavor with you until the way day that you leave for heaven. You must work for God, pray without sin, abstain from all appearance of evil, go God's way every day, and have the love of God in your heart to go that way. You know, you can do these things as a, to just do it, but God wants you to do it with love. Love suffers long as kind. Love bonds not, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, holdeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. God of Mashiach, the glory of God is here to unveil us this day. He's here to do a revival in his last days. You know, this has to be a miracle because at 11 o'clock this morning, I could not breathe. I was in church service so bad that I could not breathe. And the whole glory of God is in this room in a powerful way. He's showing himself as adequate. He's real. And I believe that everybody's going to hear this on tape. It's powerful. Because God's here to restore. God's here to repair you. God's here to give you a net of strength, a new power, a new anointing. It comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. It comes that way. You get out here and you argue all the place. That's what we've done. We've argued with God's Word. It says that we're not to argue. We're to walk in God's love. Walk in His blessings. He'll never let us go. His eye is over the righteous and his ears over the cry. Call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. God's here to bless. God's here to encourage. You know, like Jonah. Jonah was going up to, supposed to go to Nineveh. And he goes, well, he says, I'm going to go to take my ship. And he takes a voyage and pretty soon the sea starts getting angry and he says, well, I don't want you guys to just throw me overboard because I know that God's not happy by being here. So they throw Jonah overboard. And that's the way it is with God. Many times we have to walk in His obedience. Now God took care of Jonah, even though Jonah was way away from God, created a big fish. It could have been a whale, but it could have been a great big fish, just special for Jonah. And Jonah, when he's down there in the bottom of that fish and those seaweed and that, he cried out and said, Lord, I'll repent. God says, okay, you're going to go to Nineveh? And Jonah says, yeah, I'll go. But sometimes God doesn't want us to have to go through all these troubles. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, Jonah had to sacrifice because of disobedience. It'd been better if Jonah says, yeah, I'll go off first thing. So many times God says, when he speaks, what we do in our Christian walk, we go do a lot of other things and we say, oh, maybe the Lord was talking about this. No, we need to hear it right exactly the first time. You know, that was the only thing that I ever had going for my life, is I heard right and I tried to answer right. A lot of people had more than I had. They had a lot of everything, but I heard and I respected God. And that's what God wants us to respect what He says. He wants us to lean not in our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. Be not wise in thine eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Or depart from iniquity. Depart from false dealings. He wants to be the church to be above reproach. Above the world's standards. God has a standard that's bigger than the world. God's got a task that's so greater than the world. The world don't know anything about it. But you can just see the weather every day. Iowa. Homes destroyed. Never had flood water like this in their life. And they've never had a tornado year like this year. But nobody says anything. But the air, God supplies all the air. See, our trees even keep our air clean. Everything that works, God just got a great, wonderful, you can't call it a machine because God, but He has a great part of life that we don't see, and it's working all the time for our behalf. He's seeing that we have fresh air. He's seeing that we have sunshine. We have all those blessings. We take those things so lightly. But they're just a token what God wants to give us. A token means it's just a small what God's going to give, inheritance that fades not away. There's going to be inheritance that's so lavish, so wonderful, so I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither have in the heart of men the things that are prepared for the love of God, but God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches the deep things of God. God's here to uplift the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one for this hour. He's the one that's going to save us. I've seen the enemy has deceived greatly. The Holy Spirit has put out of the picture. And I listen to these people. They'll sell everything out. Jesus is so wonderful, which he's right. But they leave the Holy Spirit out. All of his working is left out. Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. For I go away, the comfortable of it. He's there in heaven preparing for us an eternal home. He has given you a new mansion, a new hope, a new direction. And he's doing it for your betterment. But while you're here, He is giving you in the hands of the Holy Ghost that will help you. He'll be your guide. He'll be your companion. He'll be your benefactor. He'll be your healer. He'll be your friend. He'll be that one that just goes with you. And he'll be something that you can believe in. You know, when you believe in someone, you don't even think anything because you believe in it so much. That's what God wants us to believe in the Holy Ghost, that he is always absolute and he never varies. He's always right. And we need to have that in our heart, that he knows best for me. I don't know, but he knows. His eye is on the sparrow, and he watches me. God wants to uplift us up and encourage us. But we're in a place of indifference. We're in a day of wanting our own little kids' way. He says, my church, wake up, my kids. The enemy has you so deceived. You don't see the enemy has been playing with you. He's taken away all the good things that I wanted to give you. But through your own intervention, you've lost what I have for you because I wanted to bless you upon blessing. But he's killed. He's destroyed. He's stealed. He's taken many birthrights. He's taken many blessings. But I wish to uplift mine this last day in a very powerful way. God's here to uphold you, to strengthen you. Make you a vessel of praise. Father, I just pray for this wonderful day. I pray that you'd open the eyes of your people. I pray that you'd give them a blessing and an inheritance that they just kind of hang on to it because the enemy realizes you can just keep our eyes off of your prize for just a moment and you, that the moment you come, we'll miss it. We got to keep our eyes upon you constantly. We got to keep our eyes upon Jesus, the author, the finisher, and the keeper, and the perfecter of our faith. He will never let us go. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. Call to me, and I will answer thee. Say the Spirit of God, call to me, my people, and I will uplift thee. I'll forgive thee, and I'll uphold thee in a mighty way, said the Spirit of God. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Uphold them in a mighty way. And I thank you what you've done for me this day. I thank you for this time. And Father, I know it's from heaven this day. And I pray that you'll bless us in a mighty way. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. Amen. Bless.